I don't know what those are for.
Do they help out for anything?
I want to be on the same way. I want to hear right now, okay? All these things, I want to hear the same thing, okay? Baby who?
No, change your clothes. We don't know that. We just know the chorus. We can sing that for you, but that's no big deal, right? Instrumental. You hate the singing, right? I don't know about you. I'll tell you what, while they're having a board meeting over there, in case some of you are dragged here against your will. We are the Seldom Scene. If you like what's doing, what we're doing. If you don't, we're the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. As I mentioned earlier, just shut up. Just shut up. Give the man a small rubber band, he'll be all right. I'm not going to explain that one. I'm five-string banjo, our resident preppy. A genuine Wahoo person who crammed a four-year course into 6 years and learned nothing but how to be one of the finest five-string banjo players you'll ever hear, Ben Eldridge. And on the far left, of course, who's always kind of a good housekeeping centerfold. Man who never sweats, only perspires slightly. The master of the dobro.
No, no.
And second to nobody.
All right,
John. That's that. Did I say that right? My kind of guy. His legendship, Mike Aldridge. And on guitar, the gentleman who found the bar while some of us were doing something more important. And I wish I'd have been in his place. Anyway, he is a man, a multi-talented gentleman, who can do anything that is that you need within 5 minutes. There's my kind of guy. He not only knows his part, he knows ours too. And if you don't believe it, wait a while, okay? He is a tremendous musician, tremendous singer, Mr. Lou Reed. Yeah. An extremely talented gentleman, the man who is extremely funny with a steering wheel in his hand, but is just dead as nails when we get him up here.
That's yeah, not, but you give him some true of your alcohol, man, I mean your drugs or whatever it is you give him.
That's Safeway orange juice.
Chemicals, that's what I'm
saying. He is definitely one of the finest bass players you'll ever hear, if not the finest, and a tremendous entertainer, as you're going to find out shortly. Would you adjust your hairpiece? It's slipping a little. Much better. Is that right, Ben?
No, I thought you were sorry. I was just talking. I got mine adjusted.
Easy, that's cheap glue. Anyway, he spent 15 years with Doc Watson and figured Doc can make it on his own now, and we needed help. Mr. T. Michael Coleman.
Yeah.
The next song we'd like to do is.
I don't know.
He needs no introduction, right? Does he need an introduction? Yeah, he does. Hell yeah, he does. Come on, let's give him one. All right, let's build him up, okay? We're ready. Doesn't take much. Hell, he's 6'5". This guy started out back in 1957 with a country gentleman. Was a founding member of it. I was minus 3 years old. My father introduced me to him, though. He really loved all that stuff that he did. Ha ha! All that kind of stuff. He loved the haircut better than that. The only guy that I know. You know, this guy passed away a couple of years ago. Oh, I'm sorry. A friend of John's passed away a couple of years ago. And left John one of the most, well, I would love to own it myself. It is the finest 1934 flat top guitar. Now John owns two 1934 flat top guitars. Flat tops. I screwed that one up.
You seem to be getting your verge wixed.
My verge wixed? Anyway, I do believe that this guy is the most popular guy in bluegrass music today. Only because I've seen his damn fan mail. It's addressed to the big man with the little instrument.
That's right, I have a headache.
He says another night alone.
Who wants to know, bitch? Don't get personal if you're serious.
Without a doubt, he is. I think he's done as much to bluegrass music as can be done. He is the finest mandolin player, the finest tenor singer, and I swear he is the finest. In all your body language that can be done on stage, he is the finest, and he is the legendary Mr. John Duffy.
All right, we'll.
So John's going to do one back before I knew the song was out. But it is a great song, and we're going to record this on our next album. Just for you guys, John's going to do the lead, and I'm going to do the tenor because John's getting too young. It's called A Long Black Veil.